Yep, he's planning another project. So this Father's Day at Lowe's, tap into free gifts for dad. Get a free select Craftsman power tool when you buy a Craftsman V20 charger with 2 amp hour and 4 amp hour batteries. Plus, get a free DeWalt power tool when you buy a select 20 volt max XR 4 amp hour battery kit. Dad knows our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 7/14 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, was it just a series of weird dreams or did the dreams have a message for him?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, if you have a real ghost story, and let's face it, if you're listening, chances are you have a real ghost story. We would like to hear that story. You can call in anytime at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Share more than one story with us. That's fine. If you want an ad-free version of the show along with advanced episodes and access to our archive, become a premium subscriber. You can do that through Apple Podcasts. You can try it for 3 days absolutely free or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at Ghost Podcast Online. Kathy Gordon, I'm Carol Hughes.
Hey.
That's my sister. I do think that frequently dreams have messages to them. Not every dream. I have some weird dreams, and there's some of them that just make me laugh. But like I dreamt a while back that your daughter Kate and her girlfriend decided to become professional ice skaters.
Well, and I would pay to see that.
Right?
That would be awesome. Yeah.
And so they
might make some money because I'd pay for it. I'd pay to see it.
They skated for me and Lindsay was pretty good. Kate wasn't. And I had to break it to him. I'm like, maybe Lindsay could do it. I'm not so sure about you. So I don't think every dream obviously has a message, but I think sometimes you get a dream where you wake up in the morning and it was just different. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Or you'll have something happen, somebody say something, and then all of a sudden you have this flash in your head from a dream that you had.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh my God, that was right out of my dream.
Right.
So go ahead.
Sometimes it's so real in the dream that it wakes me up too.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm just shaky. Because it was so real what just happened. You know, I could still hear that person's voice say my name or whatever, you know, was happening in the dream. And I think those are different dreams.
You know, the other night I had a dream. It was really weird. I was sound asleep and I heard a dog squeaky toy. And I sat up and it was when I was dog sitting for you and your dog didn't even wake up. And I sat up and I think he just looked at me. But I was like, it was a squeaky toy, but I thought of my dog, Buddy. Mm-hmm. And I woke up in a panic like, Buddy. And I no longer have him, sadly. But then I laid there and I couldn't fall back to sleep thinking, what if the squeaky toy goes off again? But I wonder if maybe I heard a cat meow instead of a squeaky toy. Because that could be close. I don't know.
Could a cat step on a squeaky toy? They're pretty good. I don't imagine they would step on things like that.
My cats
would probably step around them. Cats are so smart.
Yeah, they wouldn't step on one. Yeah. But it was just weird. Anyways, that has nothing
that
to
weird.
Do with anything. But here we go. I'd like to share one of my many experiences with the unnatural. I was living with my parents in Edmundston, New Brunswick, Canada, in a basement apartment. My dad works there, but we got a house in our hometown where he and my mom frequently return when he has time off. The same applied to me, except being at the university in the town of Edmundston, I had to stay in the apartment alone quite often when my parents went back home. Anyways, let's get on with the weird turn of events I had in that apartment. I was alone for 2 weeks once, and many strange things seemed to happen. First off, the TV in the kitchen would turn on at night a few times. This never happened when my parents were around. And I wish I could say I had forgot to turn it off, except I never listened to the TV. I pretty much watch everything on my computer. So a few nights passed during the first week with a TV in the kitchen going on during the night. Not too alarming, but it was creepy. I'm going to add in that is creepy. Mm-hmm. And I've had that happen, and that's creepy. Because it's like,
it sure is.
The TV was off, and how did it just turn on? The following week was creepy in another fashion. So I'm a guy who rarely dreams at night. Had my fair share of nightmares when I was younger, and maybe an occasional dream here and there. But that week, I had three dreams that kind of related to one another, mixed in with some sleep paralysis. I usually get sleep paralysis once a year or something like that, but it's quite rare. Here's the thing. I had my first dream on Tuesday. That dream was really strange. I was in a dark room speaking with a man wearing a large trench coat. I couldn't see his face, but the thing that shocked me was that he warned me that, quote, he was coming for a visit, end quote. As you are probably wondering, who the heck is he? And I could never get an answer. Then I woke up. I didn't make anything of it, like any weird dream, and went about my day. The next night, I went to bed and fell asleep quite easily after a big day at school. But for some reason, around 3 a.m., I woke up in a state of sleep paralysis. I could feel something watching me. Weirdly enough, I was not paralyzed completely, as I was able to turn my body slightly around to look in different directions. As I turned to the right of the bed, I saw the strange apparition of a faded image of a demonic face. It laughed as it circled around me. It lasted about 10 minutes until I was able to wake up. My heart was racing through the roof. I couldn't sleep that night. I could not have slept that night. And that is weird. With sleep paralysis is weird anyway, but the fact that he was able to kind of move is weird, because normally when I have sleep paralysis, it's almost like I want to wake up. I want this to stop. I got to get it to stop, but I can't.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's like if I wake up, I will see it. So I don't really want to wake up, but I can't wake up anyway. It's the weirdest feeling.
It is.
The next day, I was obviously tired and not concentrating well in class, but at least it was a short day of the week when I only had one class. Night came and I went to bed exhausted. About 3 a.m. again, I awakened. This time I was awakened by the sound of screeching.
Oh no.
As I'm about to get out of bed, I feel my body paralyzed again. And slowly I see the same damn distorted face floating towards me, laughing in a mocking tone. I tried to speak, but I could only make moaning sounds as if I was completely paralyzed. It got as close to my face as possible, opened its mouth, and flew at me at full speed and disappeared. I was able to move slowly at about 3:20 a.m. Friday came, and I wasn't as well rested during the day.
I'll bet.
Right. And wonder why.
Yeah.
And the Benadryl was not helping. Going back to the apartment from school gave me chills that day. I would have had to stay someplace else. I'd be like, this is not working
well out. I might be able to stay there till 2:30 and then I'm up and out. Like, 3 o'clock's coming.
I'm
out of here.
Alarm. I'm gonna go driving around for a while.
Forget that.
I'll go sleep in my car in the driveway. That would be better
anywhere but here at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, let's see. Where was I? So going back to the apartment, gave me chills that day, but I didn't feel threatened, just creeped out. I went to bed early that evening when the sun was up. No sleep paralysis that night, only a dream about some kid trying to tell me something. I was in a generic store, can't make out what kind of store it was, and a kid was pulling on my arm. I asked him if I could help him, but he didn't speak a word. After nagging on my arm for quite a while, I told the kid to stop pulling my arm if he had nothing to say. The kid looked up at me, stared at me for at least a few minutes, then screamed loudly. so loud that I could feel my ears hurting. I woke up abruptly, as in a jump scare. The weird thing is my ears were ringing when I woke up, as if the scream really happened. I was quite worried and decided to get up and head for the parlor. Oh, they have a parlor.
Parlor.
It was about 5 a.m. I sat on the couch and watched TV. I fell asleep and woke up at 10:15 a.m. I was well rested on Saturday. I spent the day with some friends driving around nearby towns and headed out to a bar to play some pool. I came back late that night. As soon as I got to the apartment, I went to bed, and this is when I had my last dream. In my dream, I was at school studying in the library. While reading my notes, some random student was staring at me from afar. I noticed this after stretching my arms and legs for a bit. I could feel the gaze upon me, never letting go. I got tired of it and walked up to him. As I tried to get to him, the distance between us stayed constant. I was telling myself that this must be some crazy dream. After walking for a while, I just gave up and head toward my things to go home. But as I turned around, I bumped into the gazing student, and he told me, quote, "He is watching you, and he isn't done with you yet." End
what?
Quote. I know. This scared the shit out of me. It would have scared the shit out of me, too.
It did me just now, and I didn't even have the dream.
Right? I ran away from the weird guy, running through the endless halls of the school. The nightmare lasted an eternity in my head. Moments later, after endless running, I woke up. Nothing more has occurred ever since that I could relate to those events. My parents arrived the following day. I was quite happy, honestly. I'm not the type to be scared of sleeping alone in an empty apartment, but I certainly needed a break from those crazy dreams and the creepy, faded, floating, demonic face. He deserved a break from that, really.
Oh.
One can only take a creepy, faded, floating, demonic face for so long.
Well, and laughing. Right. Maniacally
and
laughing.
Screaming and all this stuff. Something is in that bedroom of the apartment, and I must have triggered something. I do not know how, but it lasted a week. As for sleep paralysis, I did some research on this subject. Hallucinations are very common, but are usually random. I believe my experience to be unnatural, given how the dreams and the sleep paralysis occurrence happened. I believe he, from the dreams, was the thing floating around while I couldn't move. Regarding the TV turning on those nights, I heard some of your guests had this occurrence, but it could be some electrical issue. However, I still think it's creepy that it happened more than once that week. Well, I may be wrong, and this may all be a bunch of coincidences chained together. But anyways, that concludes my story. Have a good one, guys. Keep up the good work. I hope we hear more about shadow people on this podcast. That subject is starting to fascinate me more and more with the people calling in. And we've talked about this a lot on the show, is the sleep paralysis. Is it paranormal? Can it be paranormal? And I think sometimes it is.
Well, I was just reading an article about this, and there is new research being done all the time. You know, a lot of really good researchers out there looking into different, you know, levels of sleep and so forth. And they said that this article sort of reasoned why when you have sleep paralysis, it's not uncommon to see demons.
And I have.
And
that has
in their research, they say that this it's not uncommon to see demons or scary things, you know, monsters, whatever. And they had some sort of kind of reasoning. But as I read it, I thought, I'm not sure that really answers it, why it would be demonic. There was no logic to what I could see as to why wouldn't it be a happy dream? Like, if it's just an emotional stimulation thing, why would it have to be that? And so I don't know that it really quite answered my questions in this article I was reading. What they did say was, as far as I could tell, is that sleep paralysis is a real thing that happens when they test people, and that more often than not, they will see something very scary when it does happen.
Every time it's happened to me, it has been terrifying. Mm-hmm. Like, to the point... and this has happened several places in different times throughout my life, where I really truly felt if I was to open my eyes, even though I couldn't get them open, there's right. something right there. And there was one time I was with our sister Cindy in Washington, D.C., and it started as sleep paralysis, but I know I woke up from it because it went on the rest of the night. Our sister snores. And I remember I could hear her snoring, and the sleep paralysis went away, but I knew 100% if I opened my eyes, I would see something that I didn't
want to
see.
I've had that happen where, you know, I wasn't asleep. I just wasn't going to open my eyes. Right.
But,
you know,
but that one started as sleep paralysis, but it was so real to me.
Uh-huh.
The sun started coming up and Cindy woke up and I'm like, thank God.
Yeah. I think we get, and it can be that we're trapped right in that in-between stage of the deep sleep, you know, and just going into the deep sleep kind of thing. And that's where it happens. But to me, that doesn't give a reason for why we see scary things.
Yeah, because why isn't it like, I'm at the lake with my friends and we're drinking beers and having fun or something like that. But that never happens.
And the other terrifying. Thing was, in this article, it said a lot of times it was a woman, a frightening demon female.
I don't think I've ever seen a demon female. I think it's always been like
I've
a male
seen
presence.
Men.
Yeah.
I've had men, but they said, but we did have a story a while back where someone said it was a woman. Mm-hmm. It's interesting to me that they are doing this research and it is proven fact that this is a phenomenon that happens. This isn't just, you know, something that we are dreaming. It really is truly happening to people. But like I said, it didn't quite satisfy me, their logic about why we would see scary things. Yeah. That I didn't get. The other thing I did want to note on this story was the TV business. And when we were kids, you have to realize how old we are, guys, but there were no VCRs.
Really?
Okay, now I'm just saying, okay, you know, that we didn't have VCRs back then.
We had three channels.
We got three or four channels, and they went off at midnight, and the Star Spangled Banner played. Now, there was some weird thing that happened then when the Star Spangled Banner quit. It's like the rest of the world kind of went away or something, right? There was some sort of protection as long as you had the TV and TV shows and things. But when that quit and then, you know, you just got that little emblem thing up and then it just went to static after that, right?
Yeah.
Well, I can remember at our house that the Star Spangled Banner would play. Then it would quit, and then it would do it again later in the night. You'd hear it again, and then you'd hear the static again.
Do you know what happened to me there?
What happened to you?
And I'm sure I told you this once, but or twice. But I went to bed, and this was way back when, and Johnny Carson was still on the air, and he was doing a story about like people sharing ghost stories. And I
used to do that sometimes.
Yeah. So I wanted to stay up and watch the ghost stories. And for some reason, no one was staying up with me. And it was pretty much just me. And maybe it was me and you or me and somebody else. But in my brain, it was just me. But we got too scared to continue watching it. So we go to bed. Turn off the TV, everything. I'm in bed. Everybody's in bed. And I'm laying there. And I heard the TV come on, and I heard the rest of the Johnny Carson show, all of it, followed by the national anthem, and everybody was in bed. Something turned the TV on, and I put pillows over my head so I couldn't hear the ghost stories, and it didn't change the volume. I could still
hear
it.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
Creepy. Well, that's super creepy. But, you know, when I lived in Burlington, Iowa, up in that apartment upstairs in an old building. Yes, that was a funeral home. That happened several times to me where I would wake up and, you know, in the about 2 o'clock in the morning or three, and it was an old apartment building. So it had the windows above the doors, those transom windows they would have up there. And I would wake up and I would see light coming in those windows, and I'd be like, what is the light on? And I would open the door and the TV's on. And I know it happened to my daughter Kate a few times where she stayed there and all of a sudden the TV came on. So that's another phenomenon too. And some people talk about their radios. I also had radio issues in that house as well, where I would double check, triple check, and still it would come on at, there was a certain time, like 2:20 every night or whatever it was. And I, you know, never could explain it. Because I just kept checking it before I'd go to bed and say, okay, this is completely off. It cannot do anything. And then 2:20 in the morning, it would start up with blasting static at me.
Yeah, that happened one night when I was staying there with you. Creepy, 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 creepy. So if you like the show and want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber through applepodcast.com. Try it 3 days free. Or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Husen. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.